Man, you come straight out of a comic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. I'm your host, Will Farrow. And of course, this is the place where we talk about everything from movies, entertainment, comic books, cartoons. But today, we are going into a very niche market. We are talking anime. Today, I have some wonderful guests who are anime enthusiasts that are very excited to be able to talk about anime today. We have Alexis Armstrong in the building, Miss Sun Z, and of course, Brody the Joker, Mr. Brandon Brody in the building in somebody's hotel that looks...
It's my hotel room. It's not somebody's. It's mine. Okay. I try to clean it up with a Nintendo Switch so it doesn't look like a murder scene, okay? Like this... Just I gotta convince the people out there because you know I don't want to hear a helicopter outside and they think they found me.
They might.
they found the guy.
We've actually seen you in a lot of random places we don't be knowing. Got questions for this man? Played a whole episode of Overcooked on a plane with us.
On a plane. Well, look, I'm doing shows in Cincinnati, Ohio, yeah, right now. You know, so you know we do our comedy. So sometimes you know, but I never want to turn down doing a podcast with you, bro. No matter where I am, if I'm in an igloo, if I'm in, you know, under the waterfall of Niagara's, I'm going to find a Wi-Fi connection and lock in with you.
He really is. Even he is not lying when it comes to that at all. So, but yeah, I want to definitely go ahead and jump into this anime conversation. So for myself, I don't want to call myself an anime enthusiast. This is my story. I am what you call a jumping anime person. I am definitely the DBZ hardcore fan. Anybody want to have a discussion, I'm wipe the floor with you because I'm talking about Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z. I even watched GT. I didn't get it, but I watched it.
It was confusing. It was confusing.
It was very confusing. It was. Yeah. I even watched AF. That shit ain't even real, but I wouldn't watch the YouTube stuff because I wanted to see what they was on. Because I had a few others. I had Yu Yu Hakusho and Inuyasha. Only problem is, I don't remember that shit. I don't remember that's this not part. I just remember one of these niggas had this gun and it shot out of here. And I was like, I thought that was the coolest thing ever because I always used to do this to people who would just hope something would come out one day.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that because like I used to read it and I blanked all of it out. And it used to be in Shonen Jump. So like the I don't know if you guys know about Shonen Jump magazines, but like they used to have like Naruto, Yu Haka. They used to have a bunch of like stuff that we see now that were on Cartoon Network, literally in Shonen Jump. I don't remember anything. Like I can't, like it black. I literally don't remember anything. I remember the characters. I remember like certain feelings associated with certain characters. But I think like reading when you're, at least for me, consuming anime, like manga more or less, because I was reading more than watching at that time. I can't, it just blanks out. So I'm not judging you. Like that's facts.
I don't know if I went far left. I never know like where we're at right now. I tried to start with One Piece. Then I saw One Piece had 3,017 episodes.
Yeah. God bless.
Definitely that's an undertaking.
So it's not just One Piece. Yeah. God damn.
No, it ain't.
Nah. No, it's not. It's multiple.
That's a forever story.
1,000 piece. Jesus Christ.
1,000 piece series.
That is all my life. I've had that. That is.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it just yet. I will try to attempt it, but not now. But what I did get into was I saw a anime called Seven Deadly Sins, and so I started watching that.
Okay.
See everybody's face when I said that. I was like, okay. So I feel like I was on.
You like I'm getting them.
Yeah, I'm doing. Like, I'm it doing ain't the typical shit. Like you know what I'm saying? I was like, don't nobody watch this. I can tell. Yeah. Like you gotta like this to watch this.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like Tokyo Ghoul. I was like, ain't nobody but one person told me about Tokyo Ghoul. And because it was weird and he's weird. But I
weirdly, I feel like people did like Tokyo Ghoul. I just didn't like I didn't watch it because I felt like so many people was watching it. I don't know. I was trying to be different, but like I didn't feel like it was like I didn't like it until recently. And I started like rewatch, like I actually took time and watched it. And I'm like, oh, this isn't so bad. Like it's not terrible, if I'm being honest. It's just, I don't know. Some parts can get a little like it's loophole. There's a lot of plot holes, in my opinion, in Tokyo Ghoul. So like for me, it's not bad, but like you, I feel like certain anime, you have to like kind of revisit them and give them a chance. Stuff like One Piece, like animes that look like they're going to be forever. You have to like pace yourself with animes
So I do have a question for all y'all, and then we'll start with, of course, Sun Z, then move to Lex, then move to Brody. Which anime are you currently watching? And then which one are you revisiting? Because I noticed that is a real big thing in like anime culture.
You got to backlog it.
Mm-hmm. So let's start with you. Which one are you currently watching? And then which one are you currently revisiting?
Okay, so I'm currently watching a bunch of things. Not a bunch, I won't say a bunch, but definitely My Dress Up Darling. It's a slice of life, it's relative to cosplay. So it has a lot of like themes and topics of like modern cosplayers and things like that, and like what we do in the community, more or less. They have a lot of reoccurring themes when it comes to like just the aspects of taking photos and, you know what I mean? Like learning how to make a costume. And it's very relatable if you are a cosplayer, if you have cosplay, even down to like doing like at home cosplays and like renting out space. Like it's really cute. So if you're into slice of life type anime, I think that's a really good, you know, way to get in. What else am I watching? Well, Attack on Titan, obviously, but it ended. And we're not getting a part three.
Third part. Yeah,
we're not getting the part three until like next year, I think, like 23. So it's good. I mean, I know a lot of people that are watching it. I'm pretty sure it's a popular anime that, you know, people are watching. And what else am I watching? Like, I feel like I'm watching so much and I'm trying to pick like the good ones, but Assassination Classroom. That's something I'm watching now, even though like people told me that I should watch it. So I actually checked it out. One of my friends actually suggested it to me, and that's been pretty great. So yeah, like so far, I think those are the three that I've been like steadily watching at this point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alexis, what about you?
So anime that I'm currently watching, of course, with everybody else, Attack on Titan. It did end. I'm very sad about it. 2023 is when it's coming back. But I started watching that like when it first came out. So I enjoy sticking with that story. I'm also watching Demon Slayer. I really do like it. I love the colors. I love the animation. I love the characters. So far, I'm just starting though. I'm around the part where they just met Inosuke. So it's a really like, it's a really cool story and a nice like anime. I have like my little like pickings about it, but I'm trying to wait until I at least finish like the first season to start really dissecting it. So that, and then what else am I watching right now? I just started rewatching, I guess that's revisiting, but Helsing. It's like an older one. I started watching that when I was like younger because I took like a deep dive. I'm like, what did I used to watch when I was like a kid that I couldn't really watch because it was too bad? And my mom was like, nah. Helsing is one of them. And that one is pretty cool. I like the animation style of that. It's kind of hard for me to stick with the story though. So that's something I need to like keep replaying and just like force myself to sit there and watch. But I do like it. So yeah, those are the three for me. Okay. Hopefully I can add more to the list soon.
Yeah. Brody, what about you?
So not too long ago, I watched, I got through a Star Wars Vision. So you know me, I'm a huge Star Wars fan. So like, you know, a lot of the, I took a dive into that to see what it was about. And I was actually impressed. You know, it was really dope. I mean, it's not like a real, they're not connected, but each, each episode is, they gave like a different animation department, they animation studio, they allowed them to kind of do different styles. So it's like different styles of the anime that we watch that are incorporated into the Star Wars universe, which is like, it's amazing.
The Animatrix.
Exactly. Like that, which, I need to revisit that. Ooh, man.
Yeah, that was a banger.
Yeah, that was a banger.
It was hard.
So I really enjoyed those, that series. And I liked, you know, the creative direction that they took with it, because it kind of felt like that you know, that Marvel what if type of thing. It was allowing us to like just really see other things that could exist in the Star Wars universe. And then, I mean, they creatively, they just took it, they took it there with it. So I'm like, I'm really, you know, I really enjoyed that. And I definitely recommend that to anyone who hasn't watched them. And then I started rewatching Bleach not too long ago as well. Man, I couldn't remember why I liked Bleach so much, because I watched it in college and I was like, why did I like this? And I like, because the only thing that stuck out to me was just that song when he's charging up, or when some it. Shit's about to go down.
Yeah, I knew you were gonna say the music.
Yeah, the music. I was like, Bleach. Yo, but I was like, it's got to be deeper, because it gave me a feeling when I watched it. And I started rewatching some of the episodes. I was like, oh yeah, I remember why I got into this.
Mm-hmm. Bleach soundtrack is like top tier. Like they have one of the best soundtracks. Like,
so good.
I'm still new, kind of like dipping my toes into the anime pool again, and so I did want to know from y'all, because if you, in your opinion, for someone like myself, if it's like, yo, I do want to understand this anime world, and from everything that y'all describing, what y'all are currently watching and rewatching, there's a huge different spectrum of what y'all watch, you know, outside of like Attack on Titans, but like you said, the cosplay show that you're talking about, Demon Slayer, and even to like the Star Wars anime as well. What, at least, let's say maybe 2 to 3 animes you would suggest for someone like myself to start watching to be able to really get into having an appreciation for anime, like the three of you?
Would you want it in like topics, like in like genres?
So yeah, I would say like that, and like what that genre pertains to, because even the one that you mentioned with the cosplay and how to learn how to cosplay, what, like what genre would that fall under in anime?
That slice of life. So slice of life, fruit baskets, like those emotional relationship type, just regular living animes, like those are just, they're normally called slice of life animes.
So that's the genre.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then you have like the typical, like a lot of the heavy hitters are like shonen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like kid driven, like middle age, like, I mean, not middle age, but like preteen. Like boys, that's okay. Their genre.
So, right. Okay, so then let's start there. So this is gonna be a great guide to anime, because I didn't know none of that shit. I ain't even know slice of life.
I mean, they got some wild stuff. They got some wild stuff. That's all I'm gonna say.
It get crazy.
So break me down at least. What are the top 5 genres that most people gravitate to in anime?
Shonen definitely is one, because it's just popular. That's the one that gets really like popularized and like pushed in the US. Oh yeah, like Naruto, DBZ, Bleach would
any guy main character, like all of
My Hero.
Yeah,
all that. If it has to deal with like a young boy or a boy that's like the main character, and then it's like, you know, let's go on an adventure. Right. That's really like shown.
Okay.
Teamwork.
Like, yeah, I'm gonna be the best. Pokemon, like that will all be kind of like in that category. Yeah.
Any motherfucker that gets slapped real hard and had that red mark and can't get up after that.
Yes.
Spirit slaps. Yeah, spirit slaps. Oh my god.
So what are some of the other ones?
Okay, so you got shonen, and then you have like your psycho thrillers, or like your psycho thrillers, so like Parasite, or like Erased. You got those, like Attack on Titan isn't that, but you have stuff like that, and then you have like your horror anime, like just the gory stuff that's like Elfin Lead, or you know what I mean, like extreme blood, anything, any anime extreme blood horror. I don't know the Japanese names for some of these, but I definitely know the tone in which it, you know, is supposed to be. I know there's mech anime. You have like huge that? Mech, just huge Gundam,
okay,
huge robots, like yeah, like kind of like kaiju, but like mech kaiju, anything with like huge monster type, you know, at the forefront type anime. There's a couple more.
Yeah,
there's a bunch more.
I researched it one day and I was like, damn, I'm like, this is a lot.
There's so many.
I just had like two genres.
then there's the adult ones that we will talk about. But
yeah, that's
the yoi, the yaoi.
It's amazing. I mean, to even hear about the other genres, because it's like I don't even tap into other genres. I think most of the genres that I've stuck with have been those shonen, those types of of storylines. But I think the gore, it's interesting to like hear like these other ones that exist, because it makes me just think of like, oh wow, that does fall under that category, like the gory one. Like, I mean, I'd say like Invincible, like that probably falls under one, you know. Mm-hmm. And I started watching
Demons. What is it? Demon Slayer? Some, it's Goblin Slayer. Oh God.
Goblin Slayer. Yeah. But like Goblin Invincible, Slayer. You know, that I like that a lot. And I didn't realize, you know, like when it started getting real, I was like, oh shit. You know, no, like it had that that Tarantino, you know, remember the scene in Kill Bill?
Yeah.
It kind of has, it has those types of feels to it.
Yeah,
so I guess I'm into the shonen and the gory category of anime. Because you can't show that anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like, you really can't, like, without it looking, like, it's like, it's almost like I accept, like, the exaggerated gore because it's an anime. But, like, when Tarantino does it in a movie and it's live action, we almost laugh a little bit. Like, when you watch the, like, I don't know if you've seen Grindhouse or that Planet Terror, like, that
thing. Oh, yeah.
Like, you're almost kind of like,
it's
kind of silly in a way. It kind of almost, it takes away just a little bit because we're watching this as real people. Yeah, so it's like when the blood's splattering out, we're like, all right, come on, y'all are like,
doing too much. Yeah, y'all doing too much. Like,
nah, not you say that though, bro. It does, like, dang, I didn't think about that till you said that now. Like, watching Kill Bill, some of the stuff do seem kind of more silly, but then when like they showed that the anime part of how Lucy Liu's character came up.
Oh yeah.
It was like, whoa.
Yeah. This, I was like, oh, she killed him like that.
Yeah.
I was like,
but isn't that interesting? It's interesting how like how it flips, because the scene right after that was with Gogo when she had to fight Gogo, Uma had to fight Gogo, and it was like that scene was more, you know, it was more in, I guess, more in that martial arts realm, but it's like that anime scene had weight, it had like more emotion than any of the other stuff we kind of watched.
It kind of got like that. After Lucy Liu's stuff too, because like you said, the fight with Gogo was very like, it was more hard hitting. It was like, yo, you really like, you could feel Uma Thurman get beat up.
Every time
she kept throwing that, I always forget what they call it.
That chain ball, ball chain. Mace.
I think it's actual mallet. Right.
I think it's a mace.
But them throwing it, her getting hit, like her wrapping the chain around her neck and like pulling her and stuff, that seemed way more gruesome.
Like, I might have to go rewatch just that scene.
I feel like those fight scenes, like they take a lot from anime, though. I don't know if you guys noticed. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people might have seen like comparisons online and things like that. They'll have like shot for shot fight scenes, like Dragon Ball shot for shots that are like literally the same as like a movie filmed, or like vice versa, because art imitates life as well. Like, it's very interesting, like how. I feel like Kill Bill, that's as close as you got to like anime style. I mean, other ones too, don't get me wrong, because I feel like Scott Pilgrim is kind of like that anime video game. Well, it's a video game, but it's very like anime fighty.
Yeah.
It gives anime fight choreography to me. So,
which anime, though, would you say has the best fighting? Because I'm going to be honest. I don't think it's Dragon Ball Z.
Right now, Jujutsu.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Right now, Jujutsu.
Yeah.
Jujutsu gives the holiest of hands at this point in time. The holiest. Like, and the production. What's the production studio again?
That is MAPPA.
Yeah, MAPPA. They're amazing. Mm-hmm. Like,
they got busy.
They out here busting their ass. Like, they that animation.
These shows.
So
they got like 30 shows now.
So it seems like would y'all both agree like that's the best fighting anime, best got the best fighting scenes?
I haven't seen it
so right now.
Okay. Yeah, right well, now, yeah, yes.
I'm with you, bro. So, like, can y'all describe, like, what are those fighting scenes like? Because, like, you know, again, like, I can, my only really comparison is, like, Dragon Ball Z or, like, Seven Deadly Sins. Like, there's a yeah. more, like, a power magic attack base. So, is are there's more, like you said, the hands. Is this, I'm yeah. seeing people get socked out type of?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you yeah. don't see that. It's, yeah. like, very technical. They still use, like spirit or cursed energy to like mm-hmm. power their moves, but they do throw hands, and when they throw hands, it's like once that cursed energy hit, it's like yeah. like you can see them like cave in or you know fly across like the kind of like Dragon Ball how they fly across you know right. the whole place, but it hits different because then they have like special moves and attacks mm-hmm. And it's not a lot of there's dialogue while they fight, but it's like yeah. in their head while they're still fighting. So it's not too much of like the talking. Let me give you a monologue before I start throwing hands for 2 seconds.
Dragon Ball Z once again.
Yeah. yeah. They throw hands and talk at the same. It's really yes. like the way she's
realistic.
Like, it's very realistic. And the way they also fight, it's the like the hand to hand combat, like the way they actually fight each other. Like it looks like MMA on crack, in my opinion, because it just looks like hands. It's like CQC, like hands. And then it's like cursed energy, but then it has an artistic style, and that's where the animation makes it more god tier. Because like as much as I love DBZ, I feel like they just started like leveling up when it comes to like being on par more or less with the newer animation studios. Yeah. But I feel like nevertheless, it's still a pioneer. Like I would never shit on DBZ being the pioneer of the hands. Like they are the hands pioneer, but Jujutsu definitely like you know what I mean.
They
but
set the mold. Yeah.
They set the mold for the hands.
Yeah,
yeah, but Jujutsu definitely took like the baton. Like it's just it's really well like choreographed, if that makes sense.
Yeah,
like and funny and or sad and or you know because they put emotions into it. Sometimes Dragon Ball Z is just anger or like my palm or like it's just very one track.
Right. My boy.
Ah, right. Like, girl, like, but I love it. Like, I don't shit. I still love Dragon Ball Z. I just feel like it gave kids what we want, what we needed at the time, like yeah. to spark yeah. what we have now, if that makes sense. But oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm interested in watching what she just recommended because I had no idea. I mean, like, honestly, like when I really think, I'm just like, you know, I'm so accustomed to DBZ's style. But I think, I mean, here, I mean, it's kind of, it's a tangent off, but it still kind of fits. Like,
yeah,
I'd say Dragon Ball FighterZ, the video game, because you get to still see, it's almost like, because especially when you're doing like the hyper combos, you get mm-hmm. to see, it's like the cutscene of like some kind of special move. So you're getting to see like what essentially would be like these epic site, which they didn't do in you know earlier Dragon Ball Z episodes because they just didn't have the right. capabilities.
Yeah, so
some of the hyper combos, like I really like just watching the cutscenes in the DBZ FighterZ game.
I feel that.
So who do you think has the best storyline in anime Damn. Right now?
That's hard.
See, I don't want to say right now because I feel like if we're talking like okay, you're a whole newbie, right? Like you just don't know anime. Like I would want to give you like something not so new, but something like that's so you'd appreciate the new stuff.
Give me one that you say is like, yo, this one you love this story, and then one that's
You know Full Metal Alchemist, right? Have you ever heard of Full Metal Alchemist? Yeah. So Brotherhood is the like offshoot, but it's in my opinion the better one. I mean, people argue that, but I think it's the better one. That would be a good like, okay, it's kind of sort of old, but it's kind of sort of new, and like it has a great storyline. Yeah, I don't know if you brought it. I don't know if you have you ever heard of Full Metal, like yeah. the dog and the hair. Yeah, so it's. Yeah, I'm like, if you don't know now,
I was like sitting here, I'm like, don't say the dog, don't say.
No, I felt like it was calling me. I'm like, if you've seen this, you know exactly what this
you
is.
Know, you know.
So hold on,
So
does that mean I need to watch Full Metal Alchemist first before I watch Brotherhood?
No, you can watch Brotherhood, and like okay. it'll explain a lot. It'll probably explain a little better, in my opinion. So, okay. yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Lex, I'm gonna ask you, like, what's the one that you saw was a great storyline? And then, you know, we'll come back to the other one.
I would say Death Note for for that's the one that like I recommend to people to watch just because the story is finished. So the anime is done.
Yeah.
So you have closure. but I think it is a well-written anime. The animation is great. The main character is you hate him so much, but you also like you understand where he's coming from. Like you understand where the power trip comes from. Yeah. And then all like it's just a little unexpected, like the whole anime. So I think it's very well written. The characters are well fleshed out. So that's one anime that like I'll recommend for anybody to watch. It's good. It falls in a category of kind of like I guess like psychological, but like what I guess like psychological was what it would fall under. But it's really good. Like, oh my God, you gotta watch it. Okay. It's very like drama-ish. Okay. I love it.
Yeah. No, I agree. It has a good story. It has a really good.
Brody, what about you? Which in your anime?
This is gonna throw you for a curve, but I'm gonna go ahead and say Boondocks.
Yeah,
I'm not mad at that. Yeah,
it hits me, and I'm always looking at the irony in what they're making fun of within each episode. So it's mm-hmm. like I'm getting my anime fix, but I'm also getting like that South Park like satire that I yeah. like that I enjoy. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's like so the storylines are like obviously they're more relevant and they're based in a more reality. So for me, it's like, that's what, like, I guess serves me.
So Susie, yeah. would that fall under a slice of life anime?
That's a good question.
Damn, that is a good question.
Because everything in Boondocks is relatable as hell.
It is. And it's like, I mean, it is, it gotta be, right? Like, ain't it just regular? It gotta be, like, I mean, it. I would try to say, it's not shonen, even though it's two boy main characters, but like, yeah, that's yeah. just regular slice of life. Okay. It is kind of sort of American anime too, if that makes sense. It's a cross. Mm-hmm. I think it's a cross because it's a mix between like it has definitely Japanese like anime art style coupled with like slight American, you know what I mean, touches. Yeah. So I feel like, yeah, it's probably just slice of life. So I can't see it being anything more than that.
May
yeah.
be something, that may be something to touch on then too. So I know this is going back to basics probably for y'all then. But what qualifies as an anime? Because even like Brody just mentioned like two of them that I didn't even think of, but then the more I start to think of it, it's like, yo, I guess that's anime, which is Star Wars and Boondocks. What qualifies as an anime?
Well, I know anime art is based in Japanese, you know what I mean? It's literally Japanese, like, art style, animation style, the way they draw their characters. I'm pretty sure it's also based in like manga, the way the art translates from the manga to the animation. I don't know for sure if American animation qualifies as anime. I feel like it's its own style, but I know that they mix the styles at times. So you'll have stuff like Big Hero 6, which is like Disney. And it started as like an anime publishing, like it was a literal anime, like, and then it got transferred over into like American media. So it's like a, you know, a cross blend of the two. Yeah, it's like a hybrid. You got stuff like Princess Mononoke. That's like a movie, but it's like, I don't know. It's hard to say, like, in at least for me right now, because I know like Ghibli Fiends. Well, that Ghibli, that's definitely Japanese anime. That's mm-hmm. Am I right? That's literally Japanese anime.
Yeah, that's so, anime for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, that's the way I look at it. Up anime. So
I don't know the way I look at it. I think for me, it's like the pacing and the cinematography. That's where I start. Like, I mean, obviously the animation style. That's what even makes me even look at it. Like, okay, this is like in that style, but to be in true form, like Big Hero 6 definitely deviated from like anime style and cinematography with the film. You know, mm-hmm. but like. Whereas like Boondocks still kind of like they hold the tension and the cinematography holds true sometimes to the way anime is presented, you know, especially with character emotions and like fight sequences. Like,
oh, they definitely took fight sequences from Naruto and like DBZ. So you're right about that. Like, they definitely uplifted like literal like fight for fight choreographed.
So
would y'all say the top three things would be the animation style,
Yes.
I would say from like the caricatures, the shapes of their like faces, eyes and stuff.
Yeah.
As Brody said, like the cinematography type and then those other elements that you look for like in anime. Like even like,
yeah.
Pacing, like, you know, like
don't get me wrong. It is relative to the area though. Like anime is relative to Japanese like animation. You know what I mean? It is relative, but you do have, again, like crossbreeds of like American animation with Japanese animation, or you'll have like an American animator that, you know, at least like a lot of kids we know, they draw anime and then they like make their own anime, and it's like this cross breed between, you know what I mean? It can still be uplifted like from the style, like you could still borrow the style of anime, but it still technically is more like American animation media, if that makes sense. But it's still it's still so, honoring the two, if that makes sense. Yeah. So, but anime, hard anime is literally Japanese animation. 9 times out of 10, it was already a mangaka, and then it got switched into like an anime, because anime normally is like just the byproduct of a manga. You know what I mean? So,
well, I want to say Boondocks technically was in the Sunday papers. You know what I mean?
It was it was the manga.
No, you're right. You're right.
Manga
of
the newspaper.
Who's the art? Who is the artist? I know the writer, Aaron McGruder.
Yeah, he was the artist. Yeah. And there's also like Japanese artists that come over to the States. Like I know I was watching last night actually, and my friend told me this too. Technically, Thundercats would be considered an anime.
Like yeah, it is technically an anime.
Listen, y'all finna make me go grab some. Don't you bring up my favorite TV like, look.
It's technically like you've been watching an anime. Like that one is made by a Japanese illustrator. So
don't judge me because I don't have all these toys like y'all got. But Alexa knows about this one.
I know
because I am a gangster. I won this, but that was not the point to show this. Like I said, I am true.
I knew it. I was like, he's gonna go.
Look at that, it's shining.
That's nice. Listen,
that box never gets touched.
Don't mess it up. Don't mess it up.
Come on. This is the first time I've ever touched.
Don't make it depreciate. Don't make
it.
Close it.
That does look nice.
Put it back.
Yeah.
It's nice though. That's really, really nice.
Hide it.
The packaging. Come on.
Yeah, that's clean.
I don't gotta figure that nice.
So this though is considered an anime.
Yeah, technically.
I got a question for y'all, if I could ask. This is just kind of like, you know, because we talked about Animatrix and we talked about like the Kill Bill scene. If there was one franchise or something that could be turned into an anime, what would it be for y'all?
Like from American to
like an American thing that respects the form, you know, like they have
like Star Wars,
Star Wars. They've done a Batman. Anime.
Oh, that's good. That's a really good question.
I got one because I don't really watch TV like that. But I did watch, and I'm a little biased, but I really like Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. I think that would be dope as an anime. Oh, yeah,
that would be.
I think
giving Black Clover with like, but like a real realism.
Exactly. Yeah.
They need to bring that back. I don't know why that ended like that.
I didn't watch the last season because I got pissed off one episode. So.
Well, no, because
that's
fair. That's the thing. I don't want to say it. They didn't make it make sense because, like, if you know the ending, and then she appeared on Riverdale and stuff.
Yeah.
So I was.
Is it like a time skip or like a backtrack though? Like
they didn't say anything about it. They Sabrina showed up, but it's. Like,
I mean, I know it's the same universe, so maybe it exists like outside of like the adventures we saw. Like maybe it's like some time she had where we don't even know, and it's like you said, like it could.
Well, they're right across the street from each other. So like where Sabrina stays, the river, and then that next thing, that's Riverdale. Yeah, same people.
It's literally like down the way.
What they? Yeah. Oh wow! I mean, I know they're the same creator, but that's kind of funny. Yeah, that's interesting. I can't. Okay, Brody, you really had a good question. I mean, yeah, I can't even. Like good
question.
Oh, I got mine.
You know what? Could I do a video game if that's fair? Because I feel like a video game would be dope. Like if they did like Metal Gear. I don't know if you gotta know about Metal Gear Solid. It's like this old ass. Not old. But
Yes.
Like it's not old, but it would have.
Good it's enough. Older.
It's older. Yeah. It's. I said this old.
You're talking to real gamers right here.
Yeah. Like, okay. See, I appreciate that because like that's like one of my favorite top. It's a top five for me, but yeah, that would be really good because it's like anime be having those crazy ass storylines. Metal Gear be having like crazy ass storylines, well, like crazy ass characters.
Into that kaiju, that realm of it for almost.
Yeah, you know, and the weird ass characters bit. They yeah. have the vamp, fortune, com. You know, like all the bosses were kind of like extra superpowered type.
Yeah.
Ish. Yeah.
So that's a blend too with like mech genre, like you said too.
Yeah.
Like Rising and all.
Yeah. Mech. Uh huh.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with movie and say Fifth Element. I think.
That's nice.
That would be dope.
That would be very dope.
Yeah,
that's beautiful. Yeah. I would love to see that actually.
It's like world building. It's yeah. like all that. Mm-hmm.
Has, Lilu's after that happened, and then see like where she really come from,
mm-hmm.
made them and stuff like that.
Ah,
yeah,
that'd be dope.
That would be good.
That would be really good.
And you know what? It could still be in nice anime form because you had that Chris Tucker character. That would be the comic relief within the anime.
Oh, that would be a crazy character.
You know, type of character. That would
especially if
well.
You like voiced. Oh my god, I would love if he voiced, like, he's not cursing, so he should be able to do that. Like, he could do that role. Like,
I don't think he cussed in the movie though.
No, that's why I said it would be. No. That's why I said he would. He probably wouldn't have a problem reprising it because it's not like, you know, it's not Friday. It's not like it's. Yeah. yeah. So,
all the animation studios out there, make a Fifth Element anime. Make a Fifth Element yes. anime. We want to know the origin story,
do
and we want to see some more Corbin
right.
Dallas.
Yes. Bruce Willis gone.
Corbin.
He can't act no more.
Corbin. Coming.
Just call the show the multipass. You know,
hip hop opera. You gotta have the hip hop opera.
Hey, that'd be a hard trailer though, like a hard poster for them to have the animated.
They just got the opera lady in the background.
And they got like
right.
That I would, yeah. Hey, like Brody said,
blue blood.
Take my money now. Here, take it.
So to do that, so I like
my wallet
with that, Brody. So now I have one too. Now, Asia, you mentioned spinoffs like with Full Metal Alchemist and Brotherhood.
Yeah.
What? Give me an anime you would love to see a spinoff from that anime.
I'm gonna be with Lexus because like I really like Attack on Titan too. Like, and I watched it, like I used to read and watch like back. So like yeah. if they did a spinoff of Attack on Titan, because I just don't want to let it go. Like so, I'm having a crisis low key. What's this?
So how would y'all spin it then? So
what would
the spinoff focus on?
I already know.
Someone completely new. Oh my god, can you say it? Because like that would probably
I can say it. The Ackermans. Yeah. I want them to have a story.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like I need something on their lineage, on like because it's just too vague. And I'm like, there's mm-hmm. gotta be more to their story. Like, you know, they're badass, they fight well. Like I need more of that. Like some light, cute, maybe like 10, 12 episodes, you know, it don't gotta be a lot, but one season of that telling their background and their story, but really like deep diving in it. I would love that.
Brody, what about you? What's your story?
So, man, I gotta say, I want to know the origin story of my man Brock from Pokemon. I need to know how he got his Geodude, how he got his Onix. What like this? He seems like the one, like he's always hungry for these girls in the episodes, you know what I'm saying? He's a thirsty dude. I want to see the adventures of Brock. It has nothing to do with Pokemon. It's just him trying to find a girlfriend. You feel me? Like that's his
woman.
Technically got a girl now. Though he technically,
you
know, technically
no, he don't got
a
girl.
Girl.
He's obsessed with every nurse single? Joint.
I thought he bagged somebody. I could have sworn maybe that was a joke, but I could have sworn he bagged. Now I gotta look it up.
Why, like, and also, is Brock black? Like, he was always the black. He was black for me. I don't know. If you're Brock.
Yeah, he gotta be.
No, Brock is Samoan. That's what I found.
He's Samoan.
Chris thought he was like a Pacific Islander. Yeah, like I thought.
As soon as I met Uso,
stuff,
I was like,
his
skin tone.
Yeah,
like,
that makes sense.
You know, he was light skinned for me, you know, as a light skinned individual. You know, he was just a light skinned dude that closed his eyes to try to be, you know, finer to the ladies. And
walk around like,
and you know, Brock, sometimes they say Brock people. I was like, Brock, you know, I was like, oh, maybe it's a thing. I don't know. I felt like
Brock?
You didn't meet no Brocks named Black, but I'm saying, you know, like sometimes the pronunciation, they may say Brack. You know what I mean? I was like, man, that's kind of a
Brack.
You ain't met no black dude named Brack or Brock. If you did, it was in prison.
Well, I would say bruh.
Bruh.
Right.
Yeah.
Bruh.
What's up, bruh?
Brock.
His name. You can't spell Brock without bro. Like his name. He has bro
B-Rock
in his name.
That's even
that's his name. His name
bro.
B-Rock. They call him B-Rock on the block. They call him B-Rock.
B-Rock.
His name.
B-Rock on the block.
He's got an afro.
Yo. Yo.
I'm so glad you said that.
B-Rock. Brock is black. I'm sorry. He's for me. He's black. Don't ruin my childhood.
Make this work.
I want to know who his mama is. I want to know who his daddy is. I want to know how he got his onyx.
You just
well, how did Brock get an onyx?
Like a generational Pokemon.
You just saying that because you're being stereotypical. You just saying that because his eyes closed because he high. He got the rocks. Afro. He chasing white women.
And he has an onyx.
He like,
onyx
he
is
like,
a,
he
onyx
like,
is a
he
phallic
playing
symbol.
Cracks. What is it? He a crack? Yeah. I'm thinking he talk about dice. I'm like, what is he doing?
He got a full
what
crack rock in his whole damn Pokemon.
Oh my
god.
He always trying to pull out. Always trying to pull out his onyx.
This is so terrible.
That's the yo. That's why I don't want to be involved no more. He was like, yo, I got my product. I don't need nothing new.
Right.
It's me right now. I got
yeah, y'all saying he out here pushing Pokemon rocks.
You dang right. Just
pushing rock. He's got the rock. He's a rock. Come on, man. He's got like, that. He's like, I got that got rock. That you rock. Rock.
It's like perpetual renewable energy. Like, what? Why? How? How?
I
like,
huh?
I want
to see it now. I got to
see. We gave Brock a whole backstory.
Yeah.
Brock is selling crack Pokemon.
And he went crack to the country type. To sell more rock.
Yeah, he's slinging.
Whatever the New York Pokemon is, that's what he's going to be at with that puffy jack. Hey, yo,
1980s
Brock
New York
is
City.
The New York.
No, I got these products on sale right now, B. Best in the city.
That hey, would be hilarious dude, if he really up, did come up? From the city, though. Like, if he really actually came from some city, that would be high
that
key.
Would be
that would be high key wrong.
He's definitely like, from the city. He's definitely a city nigga.
Yeah. Yeah. He's
he
a city.
Because he loves the women. Like, he has to be.
Yeah. He's a city nigga. He's a city boy.
Like, Ashley, come on, let's go. Come on, Pikachu, let's go. Come on, Brock, we got to focus on. He's like, man, come on.
He down like 300,000 points.
Yeah, come on, let's go. Let's go holler these shorties real quick. He's down it. Who's the other woman? It was Nurse Joy, and who's the other girl that they had in every city?
Oh, Misty.
Oh, no. I know you're talking about the police you know officer talking? Jenny. No.
Yes, Officer Jenny.
Officer Jenny. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is Officer Jenny.
Yeah.
Like, come on. Ew. Mrs. Officer. Come on, dog.
Oh yeah.
I see where you correlate with this. Y'all let us know in the comments. Is Brock black or Samoan from Pokemon? Please let us know in the comments below.
Well, now we put it like this: he's black.
Right.
They was, you made a great
y'all gave him this whole intricate
but here's the thing.
I could do a whole my own whole podcast. This is Brock Black. That's gonna be Brock
somebody
Black.
Do a skit, please. Someone do a skit of B-Rock.
All I know is
block.
This though.
It is B-Rock. Yeah, B-Rock.
Throwing that out there.
Everything you've described though, Samoans do as well. So that's why I'm saying this is gonna be very
I mean this
he's
is
missing
true.
His tattoos. If he had a tattoo right here,
yeah, because that's standard.
Yeah. So we don't
yeah,
know.
That's true.
But my spinoff before we get out of here, you know, it's always back to Dragon Ball Z. I'm always promote this. If you've seen me tweet it, you've seen me talk about it. I say it all the time. I need the Prince of All Saiyans to have his own show. I want to see.
I said
I agree.
This, yeah.
I want to see from when they planet blew up and he was abandoned to now. Most people don't really like everybody talk about Goku's all the time, but don't nobody really talk about how Vegeta had his whole planet taken from him. He was enslaved as a child by Frieza. He was sent off to go conquer other planets as a child and then didn't have nowhere to go back home to and had to grow up in forced slavery. And then finally when he was able to get freed by another Saiyan in which he don't like, he became a refugee on Earth and married the richest woman on the fucking planet.
I need to know how he got. How'd he pull bone?
That's
how
true. He
came up.
He the ASAP Rocky of the streets.
Oh,
the
God.
How a bad man in a pink shirt pulled
Vegeta is the ASAP Rocky.
How he pulled blue hair, don't care. How he
of Namek.
That?
The ASAP Rocky of Namek, man. He pulled exactly. Rihanna.
He did. Established queen,
inventor, ageless,
and made sure he poked holes in the condom because he like yo. Kid,
was not looking for these niggas. You know what I'm saying? She wasn't checking for nobody. She wasn't checking for
nobody.
No
Jamie,
she had Yamcha. Nigga, she had Wolf Fist, and he wasn't doing nothing.
Wolf is hurt.
So thin and dope. Y'all remember so, that scene when they came back and they was waiting for Goku to come and that nigga Yamcha was in the back like this?
He's bad as hell. Jealous. Bad.
Bitter. It's giving Marvin's room.
Why they holding
Yamcha grew his hair out for her.
He grew his hair.
Yamcha grew his whole hair out.
Wait, did you see? Wasn't there an episode where he came back after? Like, is that what you was talking about? When he came back after they had kids and everything?
No,
like,
it was when the Namek blew up and they were waiting to see if Goku was gonna come back.
And they were already together.
They were already together.
Yeah, and he made that comment. Oh my god! Yeah, like, I remember. And he made like this little comment. It was like sad. It was like, oh, next,
yo. Vegeta is Mr. Steal Your Girl.
He ain't shit.
He is.
Shout out to Drake Jeeta.
Yo, he made Drake Jeeta. Technically,
y'all just Drake now, because like
technically,
you know,
yeah.
ASAP.
He got Boma.
Yo, he stopped fighting. Like, this dude quit. He was like, yo, I don't want to do none of this no more.
Man, she's
none of this.
House husband. Boma. He was like, house husband to the max. I'm a good father. I think it's funny that he actually told Goku off too. Like, you're not even you're a good fighter, but you're not a real nigga. Like, he was just like, you're not a real father.
The ultimate fuck boy of anime.
He not a fuck boy though. He just oblivious. Like, he's the most
oblivious.
He's just dumb.
No, he's not. And I noticed that.
He didn't know his kids was born.
No, and every time his wife told him to go do something, he didn't want to do it. Goku, go get a job. That's what these side.
Oh, you saying he really smart?
Mm. Yeah, Goku's smart. Goku just didn't want to do nothing. That was it.
So he lazy?
No, Goku still had the same mentality. Like
He out here minding. He said he the ultimate nigga. Like, he just
fight. I don't need no job.
I got a tail. What do I need a job for?
Right. Like, hold up. Remember when he was like, yo, go get a driver's license? He's like, for what?
He's like, I can fly. What you need though?
What I got a job for?
These hands.
Money. What we need money for? Fuck you, baby. We need money for.
He's like, I got hands. That's all that matter. I'm out here. This is
my Your son need to go to school. Fucking school. He can fight.
School.
What about when
fight the school? He like fight the school.
He here.
Fight the school.
He literally like this. He lit like think about it.
She be stressed. I know she be stressed.
If y'all were Chi-Chi,
Chi-Chi be
and
like,
your friend, your best friend is a trillionaire, and you live in a hut in the forest.
Yeah,
I'm telling him to get up and get a job.
Right.
Not only that, let's put it in even more.
And then he done died for like 5 years. Like he went to jail
four times.
How he done went to bids.
Yo, imagine if somebody came told you like, hey man, your boyfriend ain't your husband ain't coming back. What happened? He got shot in the chest and disappeared. But hey, luckily he's up in wherever that little heaven thing. I don't think it's heaven because he's running down some snake way shit.
Yeah, Rikers.
Yeah, he said he finna go hit up some dude named King Kai, some shit like that. I don't know, but he told me to tell you that take care of the kids, the kid, and I'll be back. Not only that. This motherfucker came back for one day when he went fought in that tournament and had the halo and he was only there for 24 hours. Went to Chi-Chi and knocked her up with Goten and disappeared. This dude came back and was like,
that's what you call a conjugal visit.
So you trying to say, y'all trying to say Goku out here, he a whole inmate / thug. He's
Goku, like, yeah. Goku know what the fuck he doing.
Goku he knows.
Power he season 3, shit. The Book of Goku. It works.
Goku wild.
Goku ghost.
It's gonna have Oob in there.
Goku ghost.
Gonna get his own Dragon Ball Z character.
Ghostku.
Ghostku. I'm mad that that worked.
Internet, somebody make that image, y'all. Ghostku, make a ghost.
We are pitching shows.
This is terrible. We've got like three premises.
Oh my God, I think that's the perfect way for us to be able to end another great episode of Straight Out of a Comic Book. I want to thank my guests so much for stopping through, Alexis Armstrong, Sunsby, and of course, Brandon Brody. This was your guide to anime. This is just the first one of many. I think that's what we're going to start calling this. Just kind of giving you the introduction for those that don't know, for those that's even like myself that won't admit it, a little intimidated on where to start. I just want to thank the three of y'all because y'all made it feel a little bit more easier for me to go step my feet into this thing and then start watching anime again. So hopefully that does the same to who has ever watched this. But I always like to make sure that my guests get to shout out themselves, tell people where to follow them and where they're what they got coming up, if anything that is coming up. So we'll start with Sunzy, Alexis, and of course, end off with Brandon Brody. And then we are going to call this thing a wrap.
Yeah, it's your girl, Sunzy. You can follow me on all socials at Sunzy Bay. I'm on Twitch, I'm on Twitter, Instagram. You can find me on Twitch being a little goblin playing Apex. You can or you can find me on Instagram delivering cringeworthy memes and stories and reshares. So I hope you guys have a good one. And yeah, I'm signing out.
All right, y'all. My name is Alexis Armstrong. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at underscore Larxene, L-A-R-X-E-N-E, and Twitch, Lexi Larxene, Lexi underscore Larxene. I'm working on getting that name matching. But yeah, I stream RPGs, and I also upload on Instagram. I model, I do content creation, a whole bunch of stuff, cosplay, so you can catch me on there being like a dork or super kind of not close but yeah, you can follow me on there and catch me and just talk to me and reach out. So
also watch her in Sabrina on Netflix. As well.
You can catch her. I get that all you can catch the time.
Me. You can catch me
catch me casting some spells, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Casting spells and beheading fathers.
I wish.
soon. Hey. You put it into existence. You put it into
right.
Yes. There we go. Brody, you're up.
Yes, indeed. Brody the Joker on all platforms, Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, all the good stuff, guys. I am Smash Brothers king. So if anyone feels they want to challenge me, feel free to, you know, reach out so we can you can join in on Smasher Day Fights Live, where I stream live and I let people challenge me on Twitch and see what they, if they got what it takes, step into the ring with me. I have some shows right now in I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, Liberty Township, the Funny Bone, and then I will be, if you're in LA area, I will be at the Comedy Chateau this coming Wednesday, 4/20. So all my cannabis crew, pull up.
Yes, indeed. All right, ladies and gentlemen, and of course, you know, to follow me everywhere at Will Farrell, P-H-A-R-A-O-H. Make sure you continue to check out Straight Out of a Comic Book at Farrell's Vault here on my page, and then look out for the Arcade Tokens expansion pack coming this summer in June. Got a lot of new stuff coming for y'all, so you're going to want to check that out. But like we said, let us know in the comments below, is Brock black or Simone?
He's black.
We got to know. We got to know.
I think he's mixed.
He could be both.
He could be. Somebody throw something out hella random. They'd be like, nah,
look, black and Samoan equals The Rock, so.
We got something right there.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
The correlation.
Everyone's light bulb just go off.
Right. It's like, wait.
Wait a minute.
Thank you for joining.